released documents regarding the 2016 murder of DNC staffer Seth Rich have surfaced thanks to attorney Ty Clevenger battling the FBI's stonewalling for nearly a decade through FOIA requests. Now a government lawyer has promised confirmation of several hundred pages of Seth Rich-related documents that were unearthed in a previously hidden, unmapped, and sealed SCIF room. This discovery, like the burn bags of classified files linked to the Crossfire Hurricane operation, exposes a deliberate concealment at the highest levels.
Sadly, we found a room locked away in the Hoover Building that contained burn bags. And just for your audience, Sean, a burn bag is a government bag that is specifically created to destroy classified evidence and shred and burn it. Hence the name burn bag. We didn't find one. We found seven. That wasn't the only thing we found in there. We found hard drives from our predecessors and prior FBI leadership and folks like Page, Strzok, Comey, McCabe, Comey. The list goes on from Russiagate. The names were strewn all over these materials.
Frankly, the FBI should be ashamed of themselves, and so should the Department of Justice.
On July 10th, 2016, Seth Rich was gunned down in a so-called botched robbery in Bloomingdale, D.C. Rich's wallet, phone, and valuables untouched. Two bullets in his back. The FBI initially claimed zero involvement, no records, handing it off to local police. But then, years later, they admitted holding thousands of pages, Rich's work laptop, images of his personal device, and more.
We Do you even know material. What you're sitting on?
WikiLeaks never sits on material. Our whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. As a 27-year-old who works for the DNC, who was shot in the back, murdered just 2 weeks ago for unknown reasons as he was walking down the street in Washington. So
That was just a robbery, I believe, wasn't it?
No, there's no finding. So
What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that our sources take risks and they become concerned to see things occurring like that.
But was he one of your sources then? I mean,
we don't comment on who our sources are.
But why make the suggestion about a young guy being shot in the streets of Washington?
Because we have to understand how high the stakes are in the United States.
With fresh court motions as recent as June 2026 highlighting ongoing violations of orders to release, now this secret vault uncovered amid 2025 sweeps of the Hoover Building suggests high-level actors had everything to hide. Was the botched robbery narrative simply a convenient lie to bury deeper truths about DNC leaks, WikiLeaks, and the Russia hoax machinery?
Now, some believe that Rich's laptop had been confiscated by federal agents and that they, or the key data, had never been released to the public. Others allege that the case had been deliberately buried to prevent exposure of a larger scandal involving voter fraud and party corruption or illegal intel operations. And the conspiracy theory, as we say, persisted, in part because it was never given a definitive open and shut answer, only dismissals by institutions that many Americans no longer trust.
This is the cybersecurity unit at DHS. So they had to contextualize their censorship operations as being cyber-related somehow. So instead of just calling it First Amendment violating government censorship, they said, no, it's just borrowing from the cyber kill chain model, which just serves as an inspiration for this framework. So it's cybersecurity.
This latest discovery has caught the deep state completely off guard. Their playbook in real time, erasing trails, gaslighting the public, and weaponizing disinformation labels to silence questions. Will these pages finally expose the truth, or will more burn bags and sealed vaults bury it all again? John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
Fellow Americans, I'm back. The Nixon 28 collection is now available, and I must say, it looks tremendous. Go to the AliceJonesStore.com and pick yours up today. You'll be glad you did. Ultimate Power Drink Mix. The fantasy is real, and it's delicious. Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live on the Alex Jones Network, alexjoneslive.com. Share that link. It is, of course, the 8th of July, 2026. We got a lot of stuff to cover, but right now, as we speak, Alex Jones is debating live streamer Sneeko. So we're going to go to that. We're going to simulcast it, and I'm going to provide commentary over top. Sneeko, if you're unfamiliar, he's a very popular in-real-life streamer and just random streamer. He's sort of been all over the map. I guess he got started more like men's rights stuff. I sort of didn't know who he was for a while. I knew he'd done stuff with Nick Fuentes. I knew he was more on the conservative side. But I actually went on his stream a couple months ago. I was very confused because he just kept trying to get me to like go along with Islam taking over America. And I just kept being like, why would I be okay with that? That's crazy. But pushing the false dichotomy that if you're against Israel, you must be on the side of Islam, or in some cases, radical Islam. This is an absurd dichotomy that Alex Jones will be breaking down now for Sneeko. So we go now to Alex Jones live with Sneeko on the streaming site Kick. And I will be interrupting with commentary when appropriate. Here it is.
No, there's three things.
Hadiths are not in the Quran. You clearly haven't read it if you think hadiths are in the Quran. So because you don't know about Islam, let's talk about
Muslim scholars. Saying Islam doesn't say you convert or you pay the tax or your head gets cut off.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So let's talk about what I said because you don't know about Islam.
Hey, everybody, take clips of this and then show 50 imams saying it and then show the hadiths and then show the Quran.
Alex, maybe you've seen a lot of Facebook posts and it seems like you're getting a lot of boomer propaganda. Let's be specific about what did I say? Because you just made up a bunch of things I didn't say. You said I'm coming to stick a flag up your butt. I'm here to dominate. I didn't say any of that. What did I say?
You said we're going to take over every house.
I didn't say that.
Take
over
the cities.
I said, in Christian language, something similar. I don't know what type of Christianity you are. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess. I said, inshallah, the whole world becomes Muslim. I believe I have the truth. I want goodness for the world. I want you to have the truth. Christians want other people to become Christian too. Why should I hide? Why should I act like I don't want goodness for other people? Of course, inshallah, do you know what this means? If you know, you read the Quran.
God's will.
What is inshallah? God willing. So it's not up to me. It's not up to any force. It's not up to anybody forcing you and converting you with the sword and threatening.
Oh, yeah. Islam never does that. Hey, Muslims always bitch about the Crusades. Were the Crusades a response to 700 years of Muslim invasion? Did the Muslims take Spain and put over 2 million women into sex slavery?
Well, if you want to talk about Christian expansion, we can too. But in the Quran, it says that you don't force anybody to convert. People willingly accept Islam. Nobody is trying to spread it by the sword. I want people to hear the truth and accept it. That's why I say, inshallah.
Convert. Pay the tax or have your head cut off. Convert, pay the tax or have your head cut off.
You don't know about Islam, so you might just, you should avoid this stuff. And let's talk about what I said.
You're just hoping people don't know. I do know. You didn't think I knew what inshallah meant. I know what all that means.
Yeah, but you said that I'm here trying to force it and stick a flag up your butt. I didn't say any of
You want to know why I said this?
I didn't say that.
Like what the Muslim invaders
were taking over
on their Zodiac boats with Soros. They're
what's like, the Muslim population in America?
And then you got the, you know, 200-to-1 Muslims raping and stabbing and murdering people all over Europe and running over the world.
200-to-1. Even according to Tommy like, Robinson on the Epstein list, the majority of pedophiles in the UK are white Christians.
Oh, my God.
It's not even the Pakistani rumor gangs.
There are no doubt there are a bunch of pedophiles in the UK.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt that they, that the Muslims,
according to Tommy Robinson, it's predominantly white people.
And pick the little girls up and put them in dog cages.
Okay, before we get all heated, let's talk about what I said. Okay, we don't, there's a lot of things and you're spreading a lot of, it seems like you don't really know about Islam. What I said was God willing.
Okay, see, that's a throwaway line. That's just saying, oh, looks like you don't know. You're like, what does inshallah mean? You sit there, and what we're going to do with this is, Sneeko, is we're going to take what you said, we're going to show the Quran, we're going to show the Hadith, we're going to show the imams.
Absolutely.
Top ones show the Quran on and international Islamic
yes,
TV.
Read the Quran.
Saying
read the Quran.
You convert, you pay the tax, or we cut your head off.
Okay. Sure. There's two things here. So you're afraid of an Islamic takeover of America, right? And you're saying the thing I said, F you. Do you know that I was banned from Australia? The game that I was at, you said this was an Allahu Akbar rally. This was a World Cup game. Egypt was playing Australia. Egypt beat Australia. I'm happy. Australia banned me. Do you want to know why, Alex? Similar things that happened to you. Attacks. Australia banned me. They said I was too anti-Semitic and I was too critical of Israel. They listed a bunch of reasons in an email saying that I criticize and that I'm anti-Semitic, and they revoke my visa. So when Egypt beat Australia, I'm like, oh, poor Sneeko.
Okay,
no.
he's playing the,
because the government
victim again. We can pull down for a second while he's complaining about you know, being insufferable. They have a certain talking points. So Sneeko is new to Islam. He doesn't understand Islam to a large degree. There was a very funny instance a little while ago where Sneeko was talking to a Sunni Muslim and he was like, how do we feel about Shiite Muslims? And the Sunni was like, oh, no, we're fine. We're all one big family. It's like, that's a lie, Sneeko. How do you not know this? How do you not know the Sunnis and the Shiites are like deadly enemies? And it's what's behind a lot of the chaos and strife in the Middle East right now. He doesn't actually understand Islam. He's got a couple talking points that he likes to push out. He's rolls his eyes at the little British girls being raped by Muslim gangs. Obviously, every country is going to have pedophiles. It's not really too much you can do about that except for punish them when you find them. Importing millions of people who run rape gangs in collaboration with the police is an entirely different and uniquely Islamic phenomenon. You could say it was Jewish also with the Jeffrey Epstein organization. But in the UK, obviously, this is happening on a mass scale with the Muslim invaders. He knows that. He's playing stupid. Then the other thing he says is, how many Muslims are there? He's going to try to get them on. Well, there's only 1%. It's like, okay, so before there's too many of them, we're not supposed to talk about it because there's only 1%. It's only 5%. There's only 10%. There's only 20% Muslims. What's the big deal? Until they get to a certain threshold, at which point they take over and it's too late. So yeah, you have to call them out and say 1% might not be that much, but look at all the problems they're already causing. Look at what's happening in Dearborn, Michigan, and you know anywhere else that they gather in large numbers, they take over and start enforcing aspects of Sharia law. So, you know, back to Sneeko, who himself doesn't even understand Islam and is constantly asking imams on his stream, like, what do we think about this? And then they lie to him. I'm sure in private, they're like, actually, you know, when I said that, that wasn't totally true. But yeah, go ask an actual Sunni or Shiite, you know, what they actually feel about the other side. It's not one big happy family. Back to Sneeko and Alex.
Mom's side of the family, the Greshams, who went back to England and then invented the stock exchange, a bunch of other stuff. But they were Christians that came over here, and they owned a bunch of stuff and were rich in New York. And they met with Andrew Jackson when he was president down at the Hermitage in Tennessee.
All right.
And he said, I want Western expansion. You know, it'll be after I'm out of office. And he said, I want you to, you know, because you're volunteering, I want the Gresham family to sell your holdings. Bring in, they accepted the plan that they came up with. My ancestors engineered the Texas Revolution. Took them 10 years. They came in with two ships at Galveston, had shootouts with the Jesuit priests. You know, a bunch of people got killed. Got one of the ships got taken. The other ship got in. They went up the river to Washington on the Brazos, started bringing in Protestants out of Tennessee, Alabama, and Virginia. Took them 10 years to set up the operations. And then we basically started a fight with their dictator, Santa Anna, a decade later and launched the war. So that's what these Islamists are, too, is they're coming in as the foot soldiers to prepare the way for the takeover. And the government of Islam is Sharia law.
The government
of Islam.
And
they're pushing their Sharia law.
Which government?
My God,
that
he
is
does,
the governing
He doesn't know
system,
the word government. He thinks Alex is talking about a nation.
The Wahhabis that is 80%
of
Islam.
Those are completely different. Wahhabis and Shias have nothing
That's
in
what
common.
I just said. I just said. The Shiites are 19%.
You think Iran is trying to take over America?
The Wahhabist Sunnis are 79%, and then the rest 2% is Alawites and a few other groups. I know all that.
Okay, where is that happening? Where is that spreading in America?
I didn't know there are groups of Islam. I'm saying is, in both major branches of Islam, but particularly in Wahhabist, it is the Sharia law down to the local imam that is the governing system of Islam. Okay. So is Iran. It is the Islamic Republic. The rulership is through Sharia.
What is Sharia law? What is Sharia? What does that mean?
Sharia law is the law. Governing system of Islamic control.
What does Sharia mean?
The three forms of jihad.
What does Sharia mean?
Sharia is the Islamic law.
It means law. Sharia means law.
That's what I just said.
In Sharia law, if you're a Muslim
and you keep trying to act like I don't know about Islam. I know all about it.
First off, let me explain.
I nailed every one of your little factoids.
No, you didn't, because Sharia means law. And
what
under,
you said? I said it's the Islamic law. You just said, Sneeko, what I said, it's Islamic law.
Alex, we're just getting started. Sharia means law. Under Sharia law, Muslims are supposed to follow the law of the land. Nobody here is trying to change the Constitution. In fact, it seems like you are, because you think that I should be deported for exercising my First Amendment rights. We have freedom of religion here.
You are you're super ignorant.
We have freedom of speech. Under Sharia law, you obey the law.
I got thousands of top imams saying, we will make you take Sharia law. I got them at the state houses in Congress.
Where?
Everywhere saying, you're going to adopt Sharia law.
Where are you seeing it?
Yeah,
in America?
This is absolutely how it works. Let me explain how it works. And I heard this directly from an imam. I wish I could find the video, but this was like when I was very early at InfoWars, probably, 8 years ago. But it works like this. If somebody runs as a Muslim and achieves office, not promising Sharia law, saying I'm going to uphold the laws of the state and, the laws as they exist, and I'm going to be a good American mayor, whatever it is, then that's what they're obligated to do in the confines of Sharia Islamic law. They basically lose legitimacy if they try to enact Sharia, if that's not what they said they were going to do. However, if they want to run for office and say, elect me and I will impose Sharia law, then according to their, religious paradigm, they're then allowed to enact Sharia law. If that's what they got elected saying they were going to do, then that's what they're going to do. So this is just a game they're playing where nobody's trying to enforce Sharia law. That's because internally in their own, because Alex is absolutely right. Islam is as much a governing political structure as it is a religion. Like if you read the books, almost all the book is about like how to govern things and how emirs should be elected. Like that's the idea. An emir is a leader. And they say, as an emir, you lose legitimacy if you try to impose Sharia law, if that's not what you said you were going to do when you got elected. If, however, you say, elect me and I'll impose Sharia law, and you get elected, then there's no barrier within the Islamic system to you imposing Sharia law. So until they're a majority, they're going to say nobody's imposing Sharia law. As soon as they can get elected by promising to impose Sharia law, then there's no barrier to it. This is the way it works internally with the structure of the governance of Islam. Back to the ignorant Muslim and Alex Jones.
Don't you support it? Elon Musk is big tech, and he's there calling for deportation just like you. You allied with Elon Musk. He is big tech.
I cover all of that. Now, the point is, getting back to this, because you don't want me to nail you down on this stuff.
No. I'm telling you that you are echoing the propaganda of the people that you pretend to be against.
I know. I knew all you would do is claim I'm echoing Zionist propaganda. I'm going to explain something to you. I can be against a cobra. I don't want to be put in a cage with 10 cobras or 10 vipers. I don't want to be put in a cage with 10 water moccasins or rattlesnakes. So if Israel's a cobra and Islam is a viper, you're saying, oh, you're against a viper, so you're for the King Cobra. And that is not. I am 100%. I did a four-hour show today and spent 2 hours on Israel trying to take over our military and intelligence and being listed as the top national security
threat. And how do they brainwash Americans to support their cause?
But let me you raise this claim. Let me finish. It's a false equivalency, apples and oranges, to say if I'm worried about expansionist Orthodox Islam, that then I'm covering Zionist propaganda. The Zionists have been successful with many boomers and people saying, you must support Israel and Christian Zionists support it.
How do they get support?
Let me finish. Or you're for Islam. I am not one of those people. I am saying Islam is a threat to the West, and so is the greater Israel project.
You haven't had any substantial evidence to show that Islam is a threat in America. You said no. You said Durka. You don't even know who's trying to bring in Sharia law here. And again, you haven't even disagreed.
This is what's so stupid. We don't need a reason. We don't need an excuse. You are trying to impose your religion on us. We don't need an excuse to oppose that. It's like, well, you're not allowed to dislike Muslims until you can point to an exact example of how it's affected you in your life. No, we can just not want Islam here, just like the Islamic countries don't want Christianity there. You know how many churches there are in Saudi Arabia? Zero. There's zero churches inside Saudi Arabia because they don't feel the need to open up their borders to people of different religions. We are under no obligation to do that. We have our own country, which allows freedom of religion. And if we want that to be maintained, then we have to keep out the people who don't believe in freedom of religion, which includes all Muslims. You can come here, you can be Muslim, but you cannot try to impose that on everybody else. That would be in violation of the Constitution, and we should be on guard against that, obviously, and we're under absolutely no obligation. We do not need to fulfill his requirements for you're not allowed to oppose us until we do one of two things. No, we can just oppose you. You can shut up and go away. You don't like us. You're not like us. You want to impose things on us that are contrary to what we believe, so go away. No, I have no requirement to fulfill to believe that or to say that. Back to Sneeka.
How they want to do that in Cuba, arrest Raul Castro, but then put the communists back in. I don't believe the U.S. should do regime change and then not have free and fair elections. So I said I'm against it because they will do that.
So you oppose Venezuela regime change. Good. You didn't?
What I just said was, I said if they had free and fair elections, but they won't. So then I said that I would not support it. Yes, that's
what I said. Well, I'm against it. And it was... I was proven right, and there's now IDF soldiers there. They're taking over. $2 billion worth of oil was sent directly to Israel.
Oh, that's like IDF is training ICE. Where's the evidence of that?
Now, I didn't even say that's what I said.
IDF is in Argentina, and that's one of the biggest Jewish populations, and they are trying to take the property and the government over, and because I think they may sacrifice Israel to create World War II scenario victim playing.
You're saying a lot of things. Let's get to the core issue, right? Okay, so you want to protect the demographics. You don't want an invasion. You don't want foreign influence, right? Our country is dominated by Jewish
Christian. I'm a Christian American nationalist, and white people are demonized by the left, by the Red Green Alliance, by Israel and everybody, and I'm sick of it. White people are 7% of the world population. Anglo-Saxons are like 2%.
There's no point in just preaching.
I am sick of being run over.
Okay.
And everybody that's declared war on us, I'm saying, okay, then.
You think I declared war on you?
And you want to declare war?
You think
war?
I declared
I
war?
Israel? I don't care if you're a Muslim. I don't care if you're...
War, you want a crusade? Now you're...
Don't worry. You're going to get one, pal.
You're going to... Okay, then well done. You just played into the hands of the Jewish supremacists controlling our country.
It ain't going to
well
be...
Well done.
No.
That's what Elon Musk wants you to do.
It's going to be... And you can...
Summoning a pedophile demographic in Europe. I told you it was white guys.
Yeah. 500,000 girls groomed by the Islamics.
250,000 was the estimated number. You just doubled it, and that's completely conflated.
It's 500,000 now. They had it in Parliament. And here's the other thing.
500,000 estimated. You can look at the report.
We know Keir Starmer protected him. We know the British leadership are a bunch of pedophiles. I exposed that 30 years ago.
Okay. Do you want to? Okay, so let's get to the core of the issue. So you established that you're a Christian white nationalist. You want to protect your demographic, correct? Is that your main?
No, what I've established is I am a Christian populist nationalist.
You want to protect your demographic?
Those are my terms, who will not allow all these tribal organized groups, organized Islam backed by 53 countries, Israel backed by most of the billionaires and their nuclear weapons and all of their lobbies. And then we're told as Christians, period, whether you're black or white, Hispanic, and as Americans or capitalists, and particularly as white, that we're the devil and we got to shine shoes and bow down to Black Lives Matter and Soros.
Are you doing a rant or do you want to have a conversation?
Down to anybody except Jesus.
Do you want to? Cool.
And if you want a war, you got one.
Nobody wants a war. They want you to start a race war so that they can continue justifying their wars.
No, it's not going to be. It's going to be a cultural velvet revolution. The new renaissance, the new crusade will be the energizing of team humanity led by the central pillar of Earth, the West, the superior system that developed almost all the modern technology and systems.
If you're watching the chat, by the way, everybody's on Alex's team. I'm just seeing Alex W., based, you know, Alex winning. Sneeko's just lying. He goes, this whole thing is because he goes to the Times Square thing and is like, we're going to take over. This is an Islamic country. New Yorkistan. We're taking over. He's full of crap. He's lying. He knows exactly what he's doing. He wants to yell for conquest out of one side of his mouth, and then on the other side go, oh, but if you oppose us, you're on. I don't think anybody's actually falling for this except for the probably dumbass Muslims that know exactly what he's doing and thinks he's engaged in some sophisticated Takiya manipulation. Nobody's falling for it, dumbasses. Back to Alex.
All right. There you – oh, you're not – you didn't live in Connecticut?
Yeah, no, I did. I was in Connecticut when I had to go home. I had to go home on Sandy Hook.
How about I call my son's co-host that knows you?
I was – I know. Your son, and he does a podcast with somebody.
No, his co-host knows you from Connecticut.
Relax. I know. You're not saying anything we don't know.
And all about you, Sneaky.
Calm down. I was born in New York City, and I grew up in New Haven, Connecticut, and I had to go home from school when Sandy Hook happened, that school shooting.
And you support a Democrat talking point.
Okay.
You know,
and people like
did,
you said there were crisis actors.
You know, all I did was interview a few people that said it didn't happen. I had a few debates. Google searches from when it happened to when they sued me didn't exist.
I'm only bringing this up because you want to do ad hominem attacks.
They just brought it up as a way to demonize me. They raised $300 million.
You're the one demonizing me and calling me a jihadist terrorist. Do you want to actually talk about an issue, or do you just want to chimp out and yell the whole time? Do you want to talk?
Oh, chimping out. Yes. Yeah, I'm grilling out.
You are chimping out. I mean, for a white nationalist, you're chimping out crazy.
Great. Here's the difference. Intellectual gravitas and tens of millions of people that support me behind it.
Okay, great. Congratulations. So do you want to protect the West or not? Do you want to have this conversation?
Oh, yes, sure. I want to protect
okay.
the West.
Because you can see that deporting me is stupid. I'm exercising my First Amendment rights. I'm practicing freedom of religion, and I'm not declaring war. You're the one declaring a cultural war, whatever. I don't want war. I'm against it. So you want to protect the West. What is the number one issue? Who is dragging us into these wars that destroy the West, Alex?
False dichotomy.
Israel and the Jewish charities.
What propaganda do they use to get Americans to support?
They say that Iran wants to destroy them, so they've got to do that. Well, they blamed Iraq with WMDs, which was a lie. They Project for the American Century from April 2000, cooked up by
This is the false dichotomy. Like Alex puts it, you don't need to be on the side of the cobra if you are against the viper. I would say that, you know, rock isn't friends with scissors just because it fights because they both fight paper, right? Again, it is strictly a false dichotomy. Yes, Islamic people are Muslim people are demonized in order to encourage wars in the Middle East. So what? So if we're against the war, we must love Muslim people. That's retarded. OK, that doesn't make any sense. No, you can be against the wars in the Middle East and also be against Muslims in your country taking over as they do. Because once again, even if there's just 1% of Muslims in this country, when they all coagulate around Dearborn, Michigan, then that suddenly you start having the Muslim call to prayer interrupting the day five times a day, early in the morning and late at night. Suddenly you have American people who, in their traditions, suddenly don't get the support that they did from the city like they used to. They move in and they take over. They conquer. This is what Islam is. It's what it's always been. It has never been anything other than a force in which to conquer people. And they're doing it now through demographics. And Sneeko knows that very well. That's why he has to try to play the game of, oh, if you're against us, you must be in favor of the Jews, because he can't actually make the argument that this is in any way beneficial for the American people, that the American people would like this. He talks about wanting to save the West. The West is defined against Islam. It used to be called Christendom. It was the land of the Christians. It's why Christendom went to war in the Middle East with the Crusades, because that used to be a part of Christendom. The Middle East used to be Christian till it was taken over by Muslims in the 400 and 500s, and that continued all the way up to the Battle of Tours with Charles the Hammer Martel, as well as several instances in Austria with the Turks and the Winged Hussars. I mean, he doesn't know any of this. Sneeko knows none of this. He doesn't know anything. He does not know anything. He is a useful idiot.
Introducing Aquapure, the ultimate water filter shower head. Ladies and gentlemen, on your screen are the major third-party scientific tests. This is the very best, top-of-the-line, water filtration system for your shower head. It just takes seconds to be screwed on to any system, no plumbers. You owe it to yourself, your husband, your wife, your children to cut out the gender-bending chemicals that are in all the major tap water supplies. Most well water is contaminated as well. You can't just filter the water you drink. One of the biggest places you can pull the studies up that we absorb poisons is through our skin and through our lungs. The amount of chlorine in major water supplies is insane. You know, if you put fish in tap water, even if you aerate it, even if you feed them, they die within hours. That's because it's toxic. That's because it's poison. Chlorine alone kills bacteria. Great, you don't get dysentery, but it destroys your gut flora, and it's directly linked to cancer. Then you've got the fluoride, you've got the lead, you've got the arsenic. This system reduces it all 95 to 95%. Now, we've got gravity-fed filters that cut it all out, but those are drip, drip, drip. This system is the very best on the market and reduces it from 95 to 99%, depending on the hundreds of chemicals that are out there in the studies that have been done. And that is the top of the line because it's forcing it through fast. It's got really good pressure, and you are reducing it down 95 to 99%. That is the best you are going to get if you live in one of these cities with the deadly tap water. And so many areas like Los Angeles are toilet to tap. They recycle the birth control and the Adderall and all the thousands of pharmaceuticals and the feces and the tampons and the microplastics all go back in, go through all these complex systems. They fill with all this chlorine, and then they ship it back out down your water pipes. And not to mention what's in the pipes and all the buildup. And then when sewage runs off, it gets into the water supply. You are insane if you're drinking tap water. And you can look up the studies for yourself. Almost all well water and aquifers in the United States are heavily contaminated with thousands of different chemicals like lead and mercury and arsenic and fluoride and other forever chemicals. So again, I can tell you forever, in my home, we have these systems, and it does hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of showers before it's got to be replaced. The head's not replaced. We have the replacement filters for $30. For this quality, nobody can beat it, and it funds our operation against the globalist. This is very, very competitive at the normal retail. Listen to this. Normal retail is $139, but for everybody, it's $97.99, that's 30% off. And for VIP, $69.99. That is a steal at that deal. So anybody buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, whether it's t-shirts, high-quality supplements, water filters, you name it, should be a VIP. It's $30 a month. Instantly get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers, and special sales on top of sales on everything. Cancel any time, so it's not even a commitment. You just get the better deals. We get to remind you of those, and we've got a lot of really satisfied customers. Over 90%+ reorder rate on our supplements, and it's starting to happen with our water filters as well because we've got the best deals, and it funds our information warfare operation. This is the best. You owe it to yourself. Secure yours now while supplies last at thealexjonesstore.com, and I want to thank you for supporting the transmission while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wise. God bless you all. Now take action now.
All right, folks, welcome back. Sneeko Alex debate is heating up, and the entire chat, this is on Sneeko's channel, Sneeko's entire chat is making fun of him, saying Sneeko L and being like, let him have it, Alex. I mean, literally, the whole thing. He doesn't know history. He's lying. He basically just asked what jihad was, and he was like, smiling. Smiling is jihad. It's like, dude, who do you think you're fooling? And then he says Israel started Hamas. Not entirely true. Like, he knows these talking points. Like, he knows something happened where Israel funded Hamas at some point. He has no idea of the nuances. He has no idea of the actual intricacies. He has no, in reality, Israel did promote Hamas early on because they were scared of the Palestinian nationalistic cause, which was the PLO, which didn't define itself as Islamic. It wasn't saying we're an Islamic group and we're going to have Islamic domination. That's what Hamas was. And so because the biggest danger to Israel at the time was the PLO, a nationalistic group, they gave support to the Muslim-centered group, thinking that it would be a useful weapon against the PLO and the nationalistic people. He has no idea about this. And this was, you know, 30 years ago. Since then, yes, Netanyahu has been funding Hamas, again, to keep them in charge in order to, you know, justify a war against Gaza, obviously. But then he says, and he just sort of drops it in. I don't think Alex heard him. He's like, and they funded Hezbollah too. It's like, no. See, he doesn't know. He just thinks, oh, he hears, you know, Israel funded Hamas. And he's like, therefore, Israel is puppeteering all of the Islamic extremists. That's absolutely untrue. Hezbollah was in absolutely no way funded or created by Israel. If anything, it was funded and created by Iran following the peaceful, or well, not peaceful, but not very violent revolution of 1979 with the return of Ayatollah Khomeini and the ousting of the Shah. Again, Sneeko knows none of this. All he knows is lies. All he knows is when they say jihad, you know, tell him that actually smiling is jihad. He is talking nonsense. He's just saying talking points that he himself doesn't even understand. And he knows less about the history of Islam than myself or Alex do. Back to them.
If you want to protect
you, even said I didn't know what God's will was. Listen, let me make my point here.
You've made a lot of points. Let me finish real quick and then you can go. Is that fair? You've talked most of the time. If you want to stop the endless wars, if you want to protect your demographic, if you care about Christian values, then looking at the Muslims who are 1.3% of the population in America, when we believe Jesus is the Messiah, we believe in the Immaculate Conception, we believe in the Virgin Mary, we believe that Jesus will return, maybe focusing an energy and saying that you're going to declare a culture war on Muslims is a distraction. Maybe that's not helping the cause. Maybe saying, oh my God, they're trying to take over when there's not a sort of mass immigration coming here from Muslims at all. This is helping the Israelis that are destroying the West and not actually helping you. If you want to protect your demographics, then stop repeating what they want you to say. Don't say jihadist and don't call me a terrorist. Call for my deportation when I'm exercising my free speech rights. You are playing into their hand. And if you want to talk about the immigration in Europe, why do all these immigrants go into the UK? They come in predominantly from Syria, from Afghanistan, from Iraq.
Yeah, I know they're refugees.
These are refugees the result of these endless wars that the Israelis create. And the propaganda that they feed good Americans and brainwash us with is that radical Muslims are taking over. Right, so don't repeat and echo these fear-mongering lies that only help them out and destroy your demographic. If you care about Americans, you care about whites, and you care about Christians.
All right, you repeated that 8 times. Why'd you say in that viral video that the cities are all going to be like this if God wills it? Because the Muslims vote as a bloc, and you've got Europe on average is about 8% Muslim now in many of the areas. In the cities, 20, 30, 40%. It's the dominant group now in the voting bloc. Why do we have Sadiq Khan in London? Why do we have Mondami in New York?
You're asking a lot of questions. You want me to answer?
No. I'm stating, no. The Muslims are the swing vote, and they know that with the Democrat Socialist to be able to dominate, and I could play you thousands of imams in Dearborn, Michigan, and Houston, Texas, and everywhere else in Plano, Texas, saying we're taking over. And everybody sees those videos, buddy. Mm-hmm. Just like when you said we're taking over, and now you're in the, I'm a victim. Come on, you're being mean to us.
I didn't say that.
You have been a victim of the neocons in Israel, okay? And that's wrong.
Yeah, and of Elon Musk, the globalist that you're allying with who's bringing in H-1B, is the richest man in the world.
I like the fact that he's pro-free speech. I don't agree with everything that Elon Musk does.
You don't want free speech if you want to be deported for using my free speech. Actually, you're against
it. Listen, you go back
It sounds like you were demonizing Black Lives Matter. You kind of sound like a woke liberal.
I also said that I want to shoot.
You kind of sound like a woke liberal with the woke mind virus if you want me deported for using my free speech.
Yeah, I responded that.
Yeah, because you're actually using the strongest form of censorship if now the richest man in the world is saying that I should be deported for free speech, especially when he's an African migrant. So if you actually want to protect it,
listen,
that is
what we're saying is,
if you ask me a question, why did I say this? You ask me a question, why did I say that?
Dude, we know your plan.
You ask me a question.
We've got your Quran, and I'm telling you, you're going to lose. Okay?
You ask me a question. No one here, this is the PSYOP. This is what they plan to do, is pin the Christians and Muslims against each other so that they can repeat their endless wars. It worked before. Don't let it work again, Alex, if you're opposing the Iran war.
No, I'm not supporting Israel and going to war for them.
No, you are supporting Israel. You are. You are supporting Israel.
I'm not in bed with you and the Democrat Socialist and Black Lives Matter that you supported and all the stuff that went on in this country.
You're the woke liberal trying to get me censored. If you say,
no, I've seen you say, if we were going to be violent.
I saw you say that they're crisis actors in Sandy Hook, and look what happened. If you want to do ad hom, so let's stay on point.
Oh, my God, Sandy Hook. Oh, God, you got me.
Let's stay on point. Let's stay on point. I went home from school that day, actually, because you're talking about my childhood. You said, why did I say.
Did I hurt you as a little baby?
You said, why did I say, if God wills it.
Am I a bad man? I hurt you.
Okay, Alex.
Did I do something to your poopy?
Well, no, you got the trillionaire to try to put a target in my head. So, yeah, well done.
Oh, my goodness.
Well done.
You're just showing your teeth.
Well done.
Throat slitting. And
well, they don't cry about white genocide. Don't cry about.
Oh, I'm your friend. Hey, the Quran isn't a battle manual to take over. Come on. There's no imam saying that.
I don't want to hear you cry about your demographic replacement. Oh, no. America's getting destroyed. Oh, no. The globalists are taking over. Oh, no. America's getting replaced.
It's our world right to dominate the planet. No, no.
Oh, no. The West is getting taken over. Oh, no. There's immigrants here. Oh, no. Immigrants are here from the wars that I caused.
Over Spain for 700 years.
Immigrants come in from the wars
the
I caused.
In Hollywood allied with you. Oh, the Crusades just attacked the poor little Muslims.
I didn't,
for
say,
no
I
reason.
Didn't say any of
they
that.
Started
you're arguing with your own
Hollywood.
Head, Alex. You're going
Hollywood.
Delusional.
I said Hollywood does that. I just said Hollywood does that. I didn't say.
You said
Chi-Coms
control
Sneeko.
Hollywood. Didn't you say the Chi-Coms control Hollywood and not Jewish supremacists?
No, what I said in the full clip was I read a Wall Street Journal article about how China, was like the 10 biggest Hollywood production companies had bought a controlling interest in six and was, and China admits they're funding a lot of the anti-Western, anti-white propaganda. China is heavily allied with Hollywood and they're anti-American.
China's allied with Hollywood. This is why the demographics
China's
are changing.
China's not involved in the university.
This is why.
Society.
This is why the West
China's
is getting replaced.
China's not involved in Hollywood. China doesn't control and own big parts of Hollywood. Yeah, Alex Jones is
the Chinese.
China doesn't. Are you kidding me?
The Chinese. I mean, this is why the West is changing, because when you spread these lies that the Chinese control Hollywood, people get confused and you mix the truth with lies.
Sneeko.
You say some things that are true and say
Sneeko,
10 lies.
That's an old white supremacist attack on me that I cover China. I mean, look at brain dead Mitch McConnell and his wife flees to China, who's a known Chi-Com agent. And you look at Fang Fang and Swallowswell and all the Chinese spies.
You're going on tangents again.
Are you saying China, geopolitically, is not our main military adversary and is not the main spy force?
I didn't say
Israel
that. I said China does not predominantly control Hollywood. I didn't say anything
I'm going to say this very slowly to you.
You said two separate things.
I'm going to say this very slowly. Wall Street Journal, like 15 years ago, did an article about how China bought a controlling interest of six of the 10 top Hollywood production companies. I didn't say they were the producers. I didn't say that they were the directors. That's mainly Jews. And I said that in the full show.
So just say
like that. I did an hour on Atrazine with scientific studies and clips and then said, I don't want them putting chemicals in the water, turn the frickin' frogs gay. The media only showed that 10-second clip, not me showing all the studies. And, of course, I was proven right.
Yeah, kind of like you when you clip up everything and try to make me sound.
Are you saying China does not have a controlling interest? I don't know what it is now in a lot of U.S. media.
Of course, but it's predominantly Jewish supremacists. And you're messing up the conversation by redirecting it towards
Chinese. I constantly
Chinese.
Talk about the anti-Western, anti-white, anti-Christian.
If you
want to
protect this country, then talk about the main issue, Alex. Don't just get it twisted with a bunch of
nonsense.
Oh,
you're doing like Dan Bilzerian did, saying Nick Fuentes doesn't go on Piers Morgan and big shows to talk about Israel when he does. That's just not true. That's this thing of, I talk more about Israel than you do. No, I just talk about all the major power blocks in the world. That's what I do.
And you're confusing
China,
people when you say
China,
globalist Chi-Coms.
Anybody
it's
watching
like,
can type in Chinese interest in Hollywood production companies, China funding anti-American stuff, China taking over U.S. Universities via the Confucius Institutes. That's a whole other subject. China putting kill switches in U.S. computers.
It's a whole other subject. Let's stick to the main subject that's destroying our country.
No, you created a straw man that I said China controls Hollywood.
I didn't say strongman. I said that you're confusing Hollywood. The conversation. You're just making people focus on things that are not extremely important.
Wow. I hope everybody watching can see through what just happened. Literally, Sneeko brought that up. Sneeko wanted to make this a talking point to try to, get Alex on the back foot as if he was covering up for the Jews. Alex explains to him exactly what happened. And he's like, well, let's not get distracted. Well, let's not go off on that tangent. You brought it up, dumbass. You just didn't know what the hell you were talking about. And of course, if you're watching our feed, you're seeing every article being brought up in real time because Alex is exactly right with what he's talking about. And this is obvious. And if you understood anything about global economics, you would understand that China is a massive market that Hollywood has been trying to get profit out of for a long time. And so they make changes to their movies to comport with Chinese sensibilities. It's why they take the black people off the posters when they put them up in China, because Chinese people don't want to see movies that star black people. And they're willing to make that adjustment for them because they just hate the West. They hate America. They're happy to be racist for China because China has a control system called the social credit score that allows them to never face a threat from their population. So they see the effectiveness of the Chinese control grid. They want to bring it here and they want to access to their massive billion person population as China develops and gets better technology and gets better access to the entertainment that America offers. American companies are changing their movies, changing their scripts, changing their posters to comport with the Chinese audience. Everybody knows this. It's obvious. Who's doing that? You could say it's the Jews doing that. Sure. You could also point out that China keeps millions of Muslim people in concentration camps. They're called the Uyghurs, and they're facing a genocide right now. So why is Sneeko defending China? So you're in favor of them destroying Muslims? Well, if you're not, against China, then you must be in favor of them destroying Muslims. Should we just do this with, every two power blocks? If you oppose China, then you must love Israel. And if you hate Israel, then you must love Muslims. No, you can just be American. You can just understand that we are under attack from all of these forces. And Sneeko is one of the attackers doing the groundwork here. He serves as the artillery barrage trying to soften up the target for the ground invasion to come. Everybody knows this. And the other thing, as we've talked about a million times before, and you've heard it from my co-host on Moonbase Live, Lebanon John, because he's Lebanese, but he's a Lebanese Christian. He goes to Europe and the Arabic people there think he's one of them and openly talk about how much they're taking over. We have this percentage of this town and this percentage of this town. And we just got elected to this part of this town. Together, they talk about this openly behind the scenes. And then they put on a nice face of, we just want tolerance. And what's wrong with us? Shouldn't you be focused? Go focus on them. Go look at them. Go look at the Jews. Don't look at us. It's a giant play acting scam. And I really hope nobody's falling for it. He literally just brought up Alex Jones talking about China controlling Hollywood and then wanted to say Alex was trying to distract and go off on a tangent when he was the one that brought it up, but he has no idea what the hell he's talking about. He is the most uninformed person I've ever seen Alex Jones talk to. This is astonishing.
Sneeko, what do you think of dogs?
I like dogs. Like, Alex, do you want to have
a you're not a good Muslim.
The whole point of this conversation was that
you are violating what Muhammad said. Unless a dog is used for sheep herding, it is not halal. It is bad. I want you to reject Islam right now. I want you to get a nice French bulldog.
Okay. You could have a dog. It just doesn't need to be in the house licking your face in your bed. Just keep it outside. You could have a dog if you want to know about Islam. The whole point
I
want
to know. I just
Alex,
told
Alex,
you
Alex,
I know
Alex,
about Islam.
Okay, Alex, I just said.
Sneeko literally doesn't know about Islam. Let me tell you again. Sneeko on his live streams has on actual Muslims and asked them questions about Islam, and they lie to him. For example, he asked, are we cool with Shiites? Because he's a Sunni. And the guy's like, yeah, of course, Shiites and Sunnis. We're like this. We're like best friends. Meanwhile, the entire Middle East is in flames, in large part due to the Shia versus Sunni warfare that has continued since the two groups split. I would ask him, like, does he even know, what does Sunni mean? What does Shia mean? Where do they come from? What is the difference between them? I probably know more than he does. He doesn't know about Islam. He's not actually a Muslim. He's just play acting because he thinks it's cool and because this is part of the charm offensive, like Nick Fuentes was talking about. And I've experienced with this talking to Jake Shields like 10 years ago at a TPSA event the America Fest in Arizona. And he was talking about, the instant he got involved in politics and the instant that he started to go against Israel, he was suddenly getting invitations to Qatar, invitations to the Emirates, and we'll give you cars and we'll give you ladies and we'll give you everything. It's a charm offensive. They're going after influencers who aren't Muslim, trying to convert them to Islam to be spokespeople for Islam, even though they don't even know what the hell they're talking about. People like Jake Shields, ironically enough, they were smart enough to see what was going on and not fall for it. Sneeko fell for it. Sneeko fell for the charm offensive, and he is now one of their operatives carrying out this mission of trying to soften the image of Islam, when in reality, he's being used by people who are lying to him to get him to do this. He doesn't understand Islam nearly as much as Alex Jones. Back to the conversation.
Keep or a boy? Do they have the thing of the dancing boys in Islam?
Learning that you read the Quran on Facebook from Boomer Slop that programs evangelicals.
Boomer Slop.
Yeah, the boomers that are in megachurches saying, God bless those.
Did the mayors put all these mayors in an Afghanistan?
You're going to interrupt me the whole time. You're going
to
interrupt me.
Pay them.
You're going to interrupt me the whole time. This is the same boomer slop that convinces Americans that God must bless those that bless the state of Israel. This is what Mike Huckabee is saying. They're saying I'm a mere boy.
I don't believe that. That's Ted not
Cruz,
the Bible. It's
just... Ted Cruz is posting about the IDF on July 4th. Clearly, the influence is coming
from
one place.
So what does that have to do with anything?
Said in Huckabee that we owe Israel our existence, and all that's not true. I'm covering it all.
Okay, and the American government, people like Randy Fine are saying ban Islam. Laura Loomer Jigsaw, this lady is saying ban Islam. Why are
I heard you and Laura Loomer. I heard you and Laura Loomer might be dating soon.
Okay, Alex is officially bored with the debate. Person. Alex is officially bored of dunking on Sneeko, and he's moving on to the troll section of the debate. It's going to get better.
That's pretty good. Look, I don't know if Laura Loomer's... That has aura. Become Muslim. Abdul Alex Jones. Inshallah, hey, Alex Jones is Muslim.
Will you wear the burqa again? I saw you in that latest video where you're like wearing it like a woman.
It's a scarf. It's a, wearing it like a woman. It's not a hijab. Also, how do nuns dress? You're like insulting the hijab. Trump is posting kindergarten
girls. Oh my God. Okay, Sneeko literally only knows the most basic, like... I mean, this is like when you're arguing with an atheist and they're like, then why does God let bad things happen? It's like, are you a kindergartner? Do you really not understand the difference between a nun who has dedicated her entire life to a religion, who wears a habit as a symbol of her disconnection from the earthly world, as being a lifelong, like she's married to the church. It's a symbol of her devotion. It's not something that you force every single girl to put on the instant her boobs pop out because she doesn't want to get raped by the neighbor. Like... This is the most elementary level Islam apologism I've ever heard. You don't like the hijab? What about habits? It's like, okay, what the hell are you talking about? I wear a wristwatch, but I don't want to have my hands handcuffed behind the back. Do you understand the difference? Well, they're both things around your wrist. What's the problem with one or the other? Well, one's a symbol of devotion, a choice somebody makes to dedicate their lives to a church and an outward show of that. And the other is oppressing women because your men can't be trusted to keep their dick in their pants. Is this too complicated for you, Sneeko? Back to the dumbass.
Tell the white liberal blue-haired women, tell them you're beneath me, and they're just going to have orgasms. Just go,
like Blair White. Like, look, you have no solution to it. I mean, you're afraid of the hijab so much, but your birth rate's declining. Feminism's everywhere. There's more atheists than Christians in America. You don't practice any Christian values.
I got four children, I think I'm going to have probably four more, so don't worry.
That's great. Most of them don't, because liberalism is rampant, because you guys are so afraid of Islam.
Yeah, well, I mean, I live by what I say. In fact, that's it. I'm having at least 10 more. I admire Elon having 100 kids.
The majority of Western people that follow you and the majority of the people that are afraid of Islam, they don't. Conservative values are decaying everywhere.
Yeah, because they're too busy watching football and living in their own world. Please
let me just interrupt for just 1 minute. This is from Mediaite published today. The headline is Jewish Americans favor Zohran Mamdani more than Bibi Netanyahu by a whopping 32 points. So sorry. I just wanted to interrupt to lay out the real alliance behind the scenes here. Jewish Americans favoring Zohran Mamdani. Of course, do we need to play the footage that we played earlier this week of the Jewish activists straight from Israel being given government funds to go to Greece and welcome Muslims to that island? I mean, this is a tag team operation. Sneeko is too dumb to understand this. Back to the dummy.
No, the answer is the great part is liberal leftists aren't having kids, so they're extincting themselves no matter what color they are. And so we're speaking out, we're talking about it, we're pushing that. But to say that the West is committing suicide because of decadence, that's a normal part of the cycle. We're coming out of that cycle in the fourth turning. Hard times make strong men make good times, good times make weak men.
So you want to bring conservative values back, correct?
What I want to do is bring the life force back and realize where we are in the competing systems and expose the different competing systems so the general public can make a choice through free will what system they want to join.
Free will is why OnlyFans is rampant. Free will is why feminism is here. Free will is why the body count for the average 20-year-old girl is equivalent to her age.
Are you against free will?
Well, look, if you want to have some sort of conservative law, if you want to have a birth rate problem, don't cry about the birth rate and then say Sharia law is horrible. I'm not talking about law.
I'm talking about free will in general, being able to have your own freedom.
Of course I want free will.
Freedom, no. Freedom to be educated, informed, and touched by God, by the Holy Spirit, by Jesus Christ, to then be a light and salt in the world. To say free will creates evil, well, that's because free will, you can choose good or evil.
No, I'm saying liberalism creates evil.
Free will is the great gift God gave us, part of consciousness.
Yeah, I'm not against free will, Alex. You're not understanding what I'm saying. Liberalism is why the birth rate's declining. And then people like you love to have a boogeyman and say Muslims are taking over, even though they're 1.3% of the population. This is not.
Dude, you're 2 billion people. You're expanding. You're having more kids than anybody.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you should take over.
Oh, great point.
You say you're taking over.
Great point.
Listen, just because we're we're sick and a parasite is coming in, a Stone Age monotheistic religion that enslaves women, and that I'm supposed to embrace
women.
I'm supposed to embrace you as the answer.
Women in America are slaves to Jewish supremacy, telling them to open up an OnlyFans. This is what is the dominating ideology.
Again, just a totally false dichotomy. This is, once again, the false dichotomy, where they present a woman in a full-body hijab, a trash bag that she can barely see through, versus a woman on OnlyFans. Here's an idea. How about for like 2,000 years of our history, Christianity actually maintained a system of morals in which women could go out and enjoy themselves and dress nicely and not be ridiculous whores like has happened in the last couple of decades. But this is another false dichotomy. There's the whorish, completely liberal OnlyFans, side of things. Then there's the Muslim, women are worthless and you keep them locked in the house or, covered head to toe. And then there's the middle, which is Americana, which is America, which is women in bikinis, but not being raped for it, right? It's actually not that complicated. It's called Americana. Yes, we're losing it because we're being forced into this false dichotomy that says you either are a terrible, tyrant, or you have absolutely no morals whatsoever. No, we have morals. Those have been degraded over time, but going over to Islam is clearly not an answer. And yes, Muslim people are, breeding to a massive amount, but that's because our countries have given them welfare and are, funding their, they go and they get like, $50,000 a year for every kid they have and a new house for every wife they bring over. Obviously, they're outbreeding us. This is a plot from the globalists, who are of every race, color and creed, but are working together. And Sneeko, once again, is playing the role of the Muslim invader problem causer, providing and reinforcing the false dichotomy that's designed to force people either into total subjugation, abject domination by Islam, or totally freewheeling, no laws, no control, no nothing. It's a false dichotomy that Sneeko himself is reinforcing with every minute. Back to the video.
Are you
hold on a minute. Hold on. You endorse multi-generational first cousin marriage.
I just answered your question like three times. I support Islam. Islam is good. We have a solution.
So is it good that Muhammad married the 9-year-old?
Is it good that Rebecca was married to Isaac at the age of 3? This is in the Old Testament. Is it good that you can go pay 50 shekels for your rape slave in the Old Testament because you believe that?
Is it okay that you can rape a woman and then she become your wife?
This is in the Old Testament.
Is it good that Moyles, perform circumcision with their teeth? No.
Okay. But all this is also part of Christianity that you're acting like there's all these differences.
No, it's not a part of Christianity. It's obviously not a part of Christianity. The New Testament basically supersedes all of those things. Again, Sneeko has no idea what he's talking about. He's a very dumb person. Alex Jones is very patiently educating him. Luckily, Sneeko's entire chat seems to recognize that Alex Jones is absolutely dominating him in every possible regard. We'll return to this on the other side. We'll see how long this goes. We'll see how long Sneeko can take it before he has to retreat to his hug box.
Alex Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best. And he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. after you make your first purchase and become a client. If you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900 and let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground. Manufacturers, miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3% to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day at what the price is. Type in what's wholesale gold and silver. And then you get it from them with a little processing fee. And then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation, email. You call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.